going to start with some pasuk. So first we'll start with, I guess, most of you are buying sukkah for the first time in Eretz Yisrael, so some halachas which are important to know. So the first is shaila with schach. So I don't know if this is got around in America, but the bug is this one, the schach? You guys aware of it? Okay, bugs is a big issue in this country and everything. Okay, I guess it's a big issue with bugs in the schach. You probably laugh when I go, bugs in the schach? So I also thought it was a joke. But anyhow, so they say if you take your, you have those mats of schach, the kind of schach, the ones that you roll up, if you take it and you bang it on a white tablecloth, so you see a lot of times the bugs all over the place. And that could be a big problem. Remember, first I heard there was a joke. So my younger brother, like, he's from Brisk, he's like, no, I'll show you. He's like, tons of bugs, he's like, infested. It was going to be a very big problem because you hang up the schach and then you're eating your suda and it's like fall down and you get some bugs falling into your soup, into your food. And, you know, that definitely could be a issue at hand. So therefore, remember that year, it was crazy. It was like everybody on there with like tons of bugs all over the schach. I called Rabbi Vai, he's a bug guy. He's like, okay, so normally there's a whole process that you do. You have to like start with a week beforehand, you spray it, you wrap it up, and now you have to do like first aid. You know, it's like emergencies, just like you spray it down with hot water, and then that was like a whole telecom, like crazy, ever. But anyhow, so in terms of, so what's lemaisa with that? So lemaisa with that is like this, that when you buy snack, doctor bring white tablecloth, hang it. If there's just two or three bugs, not so many bugs, so you don't have to worry about it. But taka, if it is infested, do not buy it. Because if it gets totally infested, then that taka, it could be an issue. So bang it a couple of times, one side, turn the other side, bang it. And if they're just a couple of bugs, four or five bugs, you don't have to worry about it because chances are nothing's going to happen. But if it's taka infested with bugs all over the place, then maybe that's something which could be an issue. Which after sukkahs, when you store your snack, you have to store it in a nice safe place that doesn't get bugs. You have to like wrap, you're supposed to spray with K600, K200, and then like let it dry and then wrap it up in order to keep the bugs away because you don't store it properly. There'll be sheets out after the yantar, before yantar exactly, but all these things. But when you buy the stock, you should bring it out to make sure there aren't bugs.
I'd have to be cautious for some.
So if they're, that's what I'm saying. If they're just 10 bugs, so then I don't think I have to be cautious.
You have to worry that they have more?
No, they're not going to come on sukkahs once it's up. In other words, they come when in the storage, that's really where it comes. So if like 10 bugs, you know, chances are it's going to fall. But if it's like festive with bugs, which could be sometimes it could be like knocking down like 40 bugs. So then you have to worry about it. Look, if you're not sure, you could do an experiment. What?
That's
so you want to just do an experiment? Tell me you do an experiment. Take it, hang it up, put the schach up, put a white tablecloth, and see. You can wait and see. Come back the next day. If you see little things flying around, then you know you have a problem. If they're not flying around, then it's not going to be a problem. Fine. In terms of which sukkah to buy, so the different.
But, I think I have my furniture bag or something. It's like out somewhere. So okay. Which place that's going to be infested?
No, take a white sheet.
Right.
Go. So yeah, it's like 7-8 bugs, 10 bugs. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Whatever. It's like 30-40 bugs. So look. You can bang it a couple of times and see, you know, after a while, maybe get all them out.
Bleach.
What?
You spray it.
What is it?
I took a broom.
You spray it. You can spray it. There's a whole process how to do it. Where's it stored?
I don't know.
Okay. So you should check it, not, you know, this year's very tight with everyone to it. Check it over time. It's not going to be so balachat. So it's very possible you took care of it properly and it's in the proper place. But it's just something you have to be aware of. If it's infested, boom, just a couple bucks. Okay, in terms of which sukkah to buy, so the different sukkahs. Obviously, the best sukkah is you have boards going around, you know, which don't move in the wind. That's going to be the most ideal sukkah. This has with canvas sukkahs, so the two types of canvas sukkahs. There's regular canvas sukkahs, it's just a metal frame and everything, just canvas, which, you know, blows around in the wind somewhat. And then there's also the canvas sukkahs, which have the lovage straps that they have within three tefachim. They have straps going around. So why do they have? Because there's a big need and a big machlikas in the chrenum, whether a wall which moves, the chitzah who moves, does that have a shem chitzah now? It goes back and forth. Has a shem chitzah, doesn't have a shem chitzah. So therefore, according to some shitas, if it moves around a lot, it's going to be possible. That's why it definitely is a hiddur and a maila just to have straight walled, which is, you know, the regular old-fashioned wooden walls. Definitely the maila, and I can't eat something damaged out. If you have any furniture baggage, would you buy? The sukkah? You have no idea. Okay, so when your furniture baggage and you say there it is, He never asked me, so I have no idea what he is. But he bought it before he came to the shul. So, yeah. And it's just a regular canvas sukkah. So, like, there are definitely shizus with some of the chalim from moves. It's okay. Try to tie it down as much as possible. That doesn't move so much, but there are shizus hold that even if it doesn't move, it's okay. It's okay. Let's see, go to your cousin on sukkahs, and they're in a canvas sukkah. You don't have to panic because the latest Jesus holds the lesson is 3 tefachim. Has to move 3 tefachim within as a tefachim. So about this high has to move 3 tefachim back and forth, which is a lot. Like it has to be, you know, in general that's not going to be the case. Now if it has Lubavitch straps, it's better. Lubavitch straps are those straps which are three, which you have these little straps going around the whole sukkah. Why do they have that? Because those don't move. Those are just tight and those don't move at all. So that definitely looks better because those are moving, and therefore, you know, that definitely is much more ideal having level straps with the canvas as opposed to just having the canvas itself. Like one, the other, they're okay. Because the 3 levels are best having wooden sukkah if you're buying one new. If you have a sukkah with the love, it also a seder and also, you know. If you have the canvas, just try to tie it down as tight as possible. Maybe quick on level straps. But the mice make it in, if you tie it down very tight, then it's going to. That's going to be okay.
Can you assume a restaurant with a good hasher has a good sukkah?
The what?
A restaurant with a good hasher. Could you assume it has a good sukkah?
Not at all, unfortunately. Unfortunately, because number one, the restaurants, in general, they're not so much being mashkech on that. Yeah. Not being mashkech on that. I remember I once had a walk. I walked on sukkahs to Harnof, to my schwager. And I don't know. I was very unimpressed with a lot of the. Look, you wonder if it's a Badatz and Ruben Muslim, it'll be okay, but the regular Lav Dafka. When all Ellie's on top of whatever, I checked it a couple of times. You know, I walk by, it's because I enjoy these things, so look at, you know. So, yeah, it worked out. Ellie's worked out over there, but Lav Dafka. Could be not putting on.
It looks fine if you just said they had like Arabs from the stock and it's not.
I don't think so, I'm saying.
Looks fine,
I think so. You know, there's a firm good owns it, and there's Ashkach, I'm assuming now that that's so basic. Okay, so when are you supposed to build your sukkah? Then we'll go to the actual dimensions of the sukkah. When are you supposed to build your sukkah? So it says, Batsim, you go to Michael, Chayel, Mutzim Kippur is the best time to build your sukkah. Not everyone has Kirch to build a sukkah in Mutzim Kippur. Some people, you know, don't fast so well. So it says you can't build a sukkah, you should learn a little bit of a sukkah. You can chazer a share if you can't enough kaych to build it. But that's he's supposed to start building the sukkah on the chachila on Matzah sukkah, and then you build it, you continue to be mamshach building it the next day. Now the next day is Erev Shabbos, a very busy day, Erev Shabbos, especially Erev Shabbos when, right after Yom Kippur, it's very, very busy. A lot of it could be on Avidal Aminim. So Shabbos, to what time you like to build your sukkah? The halach is not to do malacha on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. So it's interesting. Mr. Brewer seems to be machmer, but after Chatzos, really shouldn't do it. But my school, all of the achrenim kind of Rabbi Yashav, and so, you know, it's very strange. Mr. Brewer, they say, make it didn't do it till Mincha Ketana, able to go ahead and build your sukkah on Erev Shabbos. Able to do it.
It looks like Minig Eretz Yisrael has to start for Shchedesh El.
Who wrote a sukkah already?
Sure,
I wouldn't call them minigar, it's just, well, some people do that, you know. But it's a nice thing to build, you go mechayel achayel to start your sukkah then, but it's, you know, it doesn't override, you know, if you're really stressed out. It's ideal. It's a nice, good thing, achayel, you should do. Imagine, it's a hitter. If you're gonna be stressed out because of it, because you have so much to do with it, I mean, building sukkah, and you can find the bugs in the sack and like whatever, then don't. You know, if you want to build Ben Zman in the summer, say it. But it's a good thing to do. You know, to say, do I every year do a mitzvah Yom Kippur? No, thing doesn't always work out. That's what's going on. Found checking the Alamina and whatever. Okay, but it's a nice thing to do. It's not.
If it's not Matzah Yom Kippur, the hiddur to do it the days after is before Asar Yom Kippur. It's specifically Matzah Yom Kippur.
It's in going Mechel Achayel, but no, you can do it before. You can do it before. You're not doing
as
it
as much as if you're not doing it Matzah Yom Kippur.
Yeah, you can do it before. Now some people hire people to build a sukkah. There's a mile of mitzvah by Yisrael Shulchan. So they say, do a little bit yourself. You know, like all the rabbis, right? You can build a sukkah. Okay. But then, oops. Then you do a little bit yourself, and there's a mile of doing a little bit yourself. So what are the dimensions of sukkah? It has to be at least 10 tefachim high, which, okay, that's not really so relevant. It has to be zayin by zayin. It has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which sometimes that's challenging. And, you know, if you have very small marpesets, if your sukkah is on the marpeset, a lot of times they're very, very small. It could be challenging to work out the zayin. Agav, this is your first year building a sukkah. You should find out where the guy before you had a chazakah to build a sukkah, because there are always fights about these things. And maybe Taki should build your sukkah there. or you should let your neighbors know you're taking over schos. You should find out where Yitzhak is at as schos, because these things are always issues in Balagans. And you should find out early. If you wait the last minute, you might have no place to build your sukkah. But anyway, it has to be Zayin by Zayin. It's 69 centimeters. That's the sheer chazanish. We take it on the direct to Mamas the Dreis. You have to take the sheer. There's always Machos Chaim on the chazanish. So the rice is definitely remarkable, so it's at least 69 centimeters. Now sometimes people have a tree over their sukkah. So the question is in terms of what's the halacha of having a tree over your sukkah. So in terms of having tree is like schach pasul. If you have schach pasul over your sukkah, so the halacha is that if it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then that pasul is that area of the sukkah. If it's only 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, then it's kosher, but you don't, sleep underneath it. So very rarely you can have a tree.
Do you not eat on
anything? No, you can't sleep right on the other side. You don't. You're not allowed. Yeah, you can't do anything. If it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then it passes that area. If it's 3 by 3, it doesn't pass that area. But you're not supposed to eat and drink or sleep underneath it. By a tree, unless it's a very thick tree, usually it's like long and thin. Like you have a tree and just like the end branches are sticking over. It's very rare that it's going to be going by gemal. It's a lot of branches together. But usually it's not going to be 3 by 3. It could be, but you have to look up and see how thick it's going to be. A lot of times it's very hard to tell where it is. If it's the top of the sukkah, especially when it's high up, it's very hard to figure out. Some of these people have these lasers, so you shoot straight up to check out to see whether to see whether it's on top of the sukkah or it's not on top of the sukkah. So when you're building the sukkah, there's something called as a concept of maimed. Maimed is that the sukkah should not be held up something which is possible for schach. Something which is makabel tumah or something which is not good in arts, it shouldn't hold up the sukkah. Therefore, if you put your schach on metal bars, a lot of the porch have these metal things going across. You have a metal thing going across. So the halacha is that if you're putting it straight on the metal bars, that's an issue of maimed. If the sukkah is being held up by someone which is possible schach, therefore that's going to be a problem. It could also be an issue when you put the schach on, so if you're afraid it's going to blow away. So a lot of times people take these azikonim, you know, talking about these plastic guys. That's something which is possible schach. So if the schach would blow away without them in a regular normal wind, then that would be a problem of mine. If it would stay in a regular normal wind, and you just want to do it in cases, sometimes it's very windy, then it's kosher. And then it's totally the chachila. But if it's something which would blow in a real kinesia without the ties, so then that's something which would not be the chachila, that's called maimed, and you shouldn't use it. So they do sell these strings in all the stores, which are kosher l'schach, that there's something which is not makabel tumah, and which is kasher l'schach, so it's kedai to get those. But ma'aseh, but if it's an area, if you don't live on the top floor, if you don't live on a high floor with that cloud, regular normal winds probably would not blow away the schach. You just put one piece of wood on top of it, then the dark cloud's gonna stay. But if you live high up, then, remember my first sukkah here, I sent to my shvagar, he's like Haran Rof on a roof apartment. So he's not making kiddush, all of a sudden the schach blew off. He looks up like, huh? Now, like, what are you doing now? It's a big shaila whether you're allowed to get a goy to put the schach back on. You can't do it yourself. That's a sea soil. Now put the schach back yourself on Yontif. It's a big shaila whether you're allowed to get a goy or not. What's the shaila? The shaila is that Amir Lenachri is only mutter if you ask him to do a Siddur Rabbanan. If you ask him to do a Siddur Aisa, you can't ask him to do Amir Lenachri. So the shaila there is building a sukkah. is that called oil keva? You're making it for 8 days. I'm going to Suffolk. Is that called oil keva? Or is that called, and it's going to be deraisa, or is it going to be derabanan, and it's going to be mate? It's a day we'll make it.
If you blew out, it's
going to
kill.
What?
It's probably all right.
No, the question is, when you're keeping there for 8 days, how you look at it. So because if you live high up, you have to make sure to put a bunch of pieces of wood on top of it.
Are those rarely come
on top? Which one?
Pieces of wood, like right there.
No, they don't have a base kibble. By the way, it's like they don't have a base kibble usually. There's nothing much hole, just strictly it's. And it's just basically, you know, you put one on top of it, then you want to tie the sides, it's just the one for the muscle, then it's going to be okay. Because of the chil, don't put a strand in the middle. Now, maimed is kosher. Everyone makes a very big deal on maimed. Maimed is kosher. Pass the shrews, you make a bracha on maimed. It's the chachila, you don't do it with maimed. So therefore, right, again, you buy your cousin, then you look up, and you notice the sack is straight on the metal. So I get this every year, a couple of times. We went to some hotel Fiantiv, and Schach is straight on the metal, can we eat there? And Maimed is kosher. You can make a bracha on Maimed, and it's going to be kosher. Chachil it's not, but you know, kosher definitely would be, and therefore you can make a bracha. Now some have a chumra, which is called Maimed the Maimed. This is a chumra chazanish. You guys know about this one? Maimed the Maimed, yeah. Saying it's Maimed the Maimed is that there shouldn't be anything in which holds up the sukkah, which is something which is possible schach, therefore you can't use screws, because a screw is something which is metal and it's something which is kavadoma. So therefore a chazanish sukkah, you can see there's something chazanish sukkahs, right? Those are, it's like, it's pretty new, it's going to be that they made these things with the sign them. But there used to be, if you wanted to imagine, it's like hours and hours, they don't pretend it's a building and this and that. Now they say chazanish sukkahs, which is maimed to maimed, that there's no metal at all in the sukkah, just all wood with things fitting to each other, and that's the chumrat chazanish, which is, it's a tremendous chumrat chazanish. One, the maimed kosher, it's only the chachila, and maimed the maimed was, it's a tremendous chumrat, and either if you're from Bnei Brak, it's a very nice chumrat to do, but if not, definitely, whatever, you don't have to do it. Right. On the side, we said that the tzchach pasul is for tefachim. That's only going to be in the middle of the sukkah. The side of the sukkah, something called defna kumah. A lot of people have sukkahs which they have a lot of sukkahs. If you're building on your porch, so your neighbor's porch is halfway over your porch, and you have a little room on the side. You guys have it? So the question is, and then you want to get four walls. So the question is, how are you going to get the? You want to use your door to your house, or the wall of the house has a wall. So the question is, how do you do it? So something called defna kumah. Defna kumah is that if the wall, if it's within, on the side, you have four amas of schach pasul, that can be mitzarfed to the sukkah, and you can use that wall. Now, for example, let's say this is a wall of the house. You have a roof going over, let's say, till here. So being that this is within four tefachim, you can count that wall as one of the walls of the sukkah, and you can start it to one of the walls of the sukkah. Now, is that what you say four tefachim is a problem? It's only middle of the sukkah. The side of the sukkah, about the four amas. Right, the area you can eat and sleep, but you could use it to be one of the walls of the sukkah, and that would not be a problem. Say that. Didn't explain yourself too well. Right. No, don't worry. Okay. For one of the comes up in the Geya of the Etzem Binyan the sukkah is that Hashem Zaman had a big shaila on the porches, so they have a little bit of a ledge. So the question is, that ledge, is that an issue on the Chitza Tluya? Because you have the floor of the sukkah, you have the floor of the sukkah, and it goes up, and you have a little ledge where you sit on, and every single. So the question is, that area, can you count that as part of the Hashem sukkah or not? What's the shaila? The shaila is something called Chitza Tluya. That if you have a mechitza which is hanging in the air, it's more than 3 tefachim from the ground, that's because the mechitza tluya, and it's going to be possible. So the question is, on these ledges, there are 3 tefachim above the ground, do we consider that a mechitza tluya, or it's not going to be considered a mechitza tluya? And what comes out of the mice is that if you sukkah has zayin, tefachim by zayin, tefachim, we count that, then everyone knows this kashrut, it's not a shaila. But if you need an area for the actual sukkah, then it's not so pashut, then I guess call me if that's relevant. Okay, just because we're going to go with the yeshiva sukkah for a couple minutes. Basically, when you buy a schach, check it for bugs. Lechila buy wooden sukkah, if you have canvas, love care with the loved. Camp sukkah, my sukkah, one peak. Also kasha, maimid is the chachila, the other it's going to be kasha, maimid is a tremendous chumrah. Trees is the only problem if it's four tefachim, usually just one side along a thing, which is not going to... which is not going to be a problem, and the size is different from you have 4 hours. So when we get Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah, it says Sukkah Teshuvah Shiva Yamim, that over here in Shavuot Bigzayin, you have to have a mind for the mitzvah. There's a Bach which says the mitzvah, which says the reason in the Torah. You have to have a mind, and the Bach has a statement that's going to be ma'akev. Therefore, besides the regular kavanah, you have to have a sukkah, you have to have a das to be yitzvah Mitzvah Sukkah, you also have to have kavanah that you have to have kavanah. They have to have a zecher to yitzias mitzayim, and also zecher and covet. Shakif and azalin lagan lenu minashav hashemesh. Chozal asim mitzeket tekuna. The avid yitzik koshkan lebat. That over here you have to have in mind for the time of mitzvah. Being the time of mitzvah says in the pasuk, therefore it's important to have in mind the time of mitzvah over here. It's something which we don't have in other areas. We find that you have to have in mind the time of the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah sukkah? We have to do in the sukkah. So that's what Mechaber says. You should do everything in the sukkah. You should eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, metayel in the sukkah, right? You want to schmooze, we should be schmoozing in the sukkah. And learning, it says, the Mar makes a chilek, there's learning in the sukkah. You learn in the sukkah, you learn in the sukkah, the Mar makes a chilek, depends. You learn in Bekiyas, or learning in Bekiyas. Which one needs more concentration. Okay. But basically, if you learn just along the sukkah, then the body should be learning in the sukkah. If you don't, if you know it's going to stir your learning, so then you learn in the Bismillah. So what's the sleeping in the sukkah? So the Rambam brings down that that's if you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. Why don't we sleep in the sukkah? Only we're dacting the mitzvahs. Only people dacting the mitzvahs sleep in the sukkah, right? But we don't. Some people say it's very, very cold. Being that it's freezing outside, all those mistars left in the sukkah, and it's, you know, too hard to sleep because of the cold. You know, the Rambam was in Europe, and it's very cold over there. Eretz Yisrael, it's not cold. Maybe it's hot. But it's definitely, you don't have that there being cold. Second, in Limas Kosis, it says maybe because Mitzvah Sukkah is Isha Besa, it could actually be Kal Shana. Being that you can't sleep with your wife in the sukkah, therefore maybe that goes into that's not the normal way of living, therefore you're going to be potter. Shur brings down the Goyin's Chilek on it. Magen Avraham says you're chayev. And at the end of the day, it basically comes out that the bad time you belong sleeping in the sukkah. So I think bad time you belong sleeping in the sukkah. There are some people, Michael Shana Rishaina, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is Mitztar, it's part of the sukkah. So if it's a tsar for you, you have to be with your wife, or your wife's bitsar, if you're bitsar, that she's bitsar, right? That also, like, say you're mitzar, then you're part from the sukkah. But etzem, you know, definitely the right thing is you belong sleeping in the sukkah.
So if someone's sukkah is a friend of my pesach, right. So no one's really going there. Is there
anything
for his wife to also come
into the sukkah? Yeah, there would be a Mayalas Dharma. That's sleeping out, Tesha came to the Iru, but only if she wants to. Like, you know, don't say, like, whatever, you know. She might not want to, you know, maybe Shana Shana will, but Shana Shana.
The problem
with
the sukkah is really
after that part,
what? The problem
was the sukkah? No. If it's covered, no one could see. I'm saying she's not Machoya, so, like, it's hot, not comfortable, you know, sleep on a, you know, thing. It's great, but you know. But so there's a mind if she wants to, but what percentage of people do it? A couple percent Shemeshin, I would say, probably. You know, usually it doesn't really pan out. So because the right thing is born sukkah, right there's massive tzar. If you on the night you have tashmish, so it's pretend you don't have to go out to the sukkah, and you put up from going out. You need to stay. Stay with your wife. Now, what's the gather mitzvah? The halach is that somebody who's mitzvah, you put up from a sukkah. What's the gather of somebody being mitzvah? This comes up pretty often. So, the Eish Lavram gives a gather like this: that the gather mitzvah is that, let's say you have two houses. Well, first you have to try making sukkah become those masses. So you should be a star. I think the sign is to bring in a heater in a sukkah. When it was cold, just bring a heater and make sure that it should be whatever. So, you know, I guess in our definition of bringing a fan in the sukkah. Somebody like asked me, like, he's went by air conditioning. I was shocked. This guy was like, okay, I should say. A fan would be a more normal, A fan would be a more normal way. No, you have to make sukkah on the sukkah. Now, so what's the get in the star which part of the sukkah? So Eish HaVam is like this. Let's say you have two houses. One's like a big, nice, fancy house. One's a small house. If you leave the fancy house to go to the small house because of the massive you're in, then that's called Mitzdar. In other words, in the fancy house, it's like gorgeous and everything you need and all the luxuries and whatever, but it's a little bit like hot. And the other place, the small house, is you don't have that issue, but you know, if you tackle leave already, that's what you call Mitzdar, which would be Pater from Asaka. Rain comes down here, Pater, what's called together rain. If the tipas come down, then it's going to ruin your. If it's going to ruin your soup, then already that's considered that. Then that's cold enough to pat you from the sukkah. So
now this comes. Is you're sleeping? Being that's together for the
no yeah. Sleeping is if you're sleeping ready, you're a mistake. You can sleep in the rain, right?
What about even less?
It's waking you up. You know, it's annoying. You know, think you go in. Once you go in and you're sleeping, so till you get up. Yeah, until you get up in the morning, you're not going to go back out. So, I should say the weather report, they say it's going to rain. Can you go back to the weather report? They say that you can see them a star.
Well, the weather report said that it'll then it's going to rain?
Yeah.
Because then, till then,
there's a chiyah. Right, till then, there's a chiyah, the weather report. They're getting better. But, you know, my days was never accurate. Nah, I think they're pretty, I mean, I don't know, it's pretty surprising. No, like Ben is now, so you want to go on a hike in the Muncie. So like, my brother took out a computer and the weather report, it's like in 45 minutes it's supposed to rain. Like in like a day. It's like, and Taka, whatever, huh? I'm saying again, pretty good. But Bashaya's like, Lamaisa Bashaito, it's hard to patu. You're right now, but it's Zachir, you know, it's pretty straight to patu with the weather report.
It's raining, and then you bring all your stuff in, and then it stops. Like, it's gonna start again, you know, like, it's the type of rain it's gonna start again.
So wait 5 minutes, wait 2-3 minutes, so it's raining.
Then you're probably there. Don't go to
sleep. Yeah. Fine, so what needs a sukkah? So, l'chadchila, I mean, that's what needs a sukkah is. Yiladi achilas areicha sasuka kam achilas arei kebeitza kebeitza ba alto kebeitza pas is kaseh achilas arei or also machma pas over kisten up to kebeitza yiladi sasuka yiladi mutaz mayim yayin peiros achilas sasuka misha machla atzma yidan shikhus sasuka hariz mashubach. This is a mailo hariz mashubach, somebody who only eats in the sukkah and then he doesn't do anything out of the sukkah is a mailo hariz mashubach. Says, what's the gather? This is what you say, what's the gather of the Reza Meshuvach? In other words, let's say it's I'm on a trip and I have no sukkah. So, is there a mail not to drink in order to get this mail, not having anything out of the sukkah? Or the lumpus is, there's a mail of doing or eating and drinking in the sukkah. But no mail not to eat because I don't have a sukkah because of that. Is that? In other words, let's say it's. I'm somewhere out of a sukkah, so I have two choices now. I can not drink, or I can drink out of sukkah. Is that there's a mile of doing all your achilishti in the sukkah? Everything I have between two, you drink something, go out to the sukkah, mekayim mitzvah. But let's say I'm not going to do it, it's just not going to happen, because whatever the story is, so then there's no mile. So the mile is trying to do all the kingdom of your achilishti, do it in the sukkah. But if you don't have a sukkah around, don't not drink because of, let's say the middle of a share, right? So you listen to this share, you need a drink. Like you have a water bottle thing, so whatever, you want to take a drink. So it wouldn't be a mile to say, oh, I'm not going to drink. You know, if I need a drink now, you know, there wouldn't be a mile to do such a thing.
Let's say a person's in a car and he's taking a very long time, he's hungry. Is there any
head to eat? And what? Bread or? Pass this now. I'm saying there's a heter of Hochid Racham, Hochid Racham, Patam, and a sukkah. I know somebody, he won't come there to sell sukkahs because he don't want to get a sukkah on the plane. which is as told Amarat, it's halacha, it's a Mishnah, right? Halacha yidrachim apartment of Sukkah. So we're traveling, you're part of from Sukkah. So if you're traveling on a plane, no problem. That's a Miki, you know, you're allowed to eat. Now halacha yidrachim is only if somebody like
you. You have to try to not eat at the end of the plane to wait.
Mashum and a mashum and a mile. That's a halacha yidrachim apartment of Sukkah, and that seems okay. Now halacha yidrachim is only somebody if you is let's say going on a day trip, you're going on a is that called Hachidrach? Hachidrach is only if you, like, you leave your house, you're hiking from your house, then you're Hachidrach, like you're traveling from place to place. Somebody just like leaving for 2 hours, I go to shul, I'm not Hachidrach, because I'm not at home. So you're still Mesach to your house, and that would not be considered a heter of Hachay, that would not be considered Hachidrach. One last shot, if you had a full sleep, you're on a trip, you fall asleep in the car. So even if like sleeping says in Kevilashina, even the mashu of sleeping is a problem. But Moshe said, if you're on a trip, it's darker, it's normal, and you know, close to the car, he says, you know, that would not be a problem. It's all shalik. You go to shiur on sukkahs, you know, the rav puts you to sleep with the shiur, so I go to shiur. Yeah, so he'll need it. I don't speak in his name, not to worry. Okay. Okay. So chazar and I'll stop here. So basically, we should shiur sukkah. Mashu shiur sukkah is eating, sleeping, drinking between the sukkah. The ideal place is supposed to, you know, supposed to be sleeping in a sukkah. The star is butter. If you're a star, your wife's going crazy, so if you're a star, fine, you can tell this year maybe there's a hetter, but just, you know, the right thing is going to the sukkah. If now you have tashmas, you do not have to go out to the sukkah. Up to kibbutz, the mikra then doesn't need the sukkah. There's a reason to shubak to have everything, in the sukkah. Together with stars, if you leave and go to a smaller house, and halachei drachim are potter, so if you're a from your house, you're traveling somewhere. Otherwise, the maaseh would, yes, be...